Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's a new season and it's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and strategically directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have you tune in with us in this powerful opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designated and designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, and we have our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to equip you and to give you the support you need on your journey to win personally and professionally, that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up today's framework of our broadcast. I will share with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our lines to give you the opportunity to participate in the dialogue, ask a question, make a comment. We want you to know that we want to hear from you, and this, of course, lends to a very rich, interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Monday, we truly have a powerhouse all-star joining us on the airwaves. So I want you to get ready for the rich and inspiring dialogue. But I want to drop this thought to ponder on you first and foremost. And my question raised today is, how long would you fight for your dreams? Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick and brief moment to invite someone to join you for today's show. Allow those social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo, a fax. You know what you need to do. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast to share in the richness that will go forth. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. And I encourage you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads ready, your tablets, your laptops, your whatever you need to take notes, you may want to grab that right now. Again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have a powerful powerhouse in-studio guest. Today's in-studio guest, LaVance Coley, and I'm so excited about today's guest, and this individual holds a very special place in my heart. And so let me tell you about LaVance Coley. LaVance Coley has fused the presence, range, and fervor of gospel singing with the versatility of jazz and the heart of R&B to develop a style all his own. As an accomplished vocalist, his credits include working with legends like Beyoncé Knowles, John Legend, Shawn Mendes, Pharrell Williams, Diana Ross, Lizzo. I can go on and on. His credits are great. He has also worked on the hit TV show Dancing with the Stars. He has done background vocals for The Voice. And we're going to touch on some of his other accomplishments. But without further ado, I want you to join me in giving a virtual wave excitement, airwaves excitement for our in-studio guest, the dynamite vocalist, the powerhouse, LaVance Coley. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Hi, Coach Adams. How are you?
Wow, I am absolutely fabulous. And, you know, I have been so excited about your appearance on Motivational Mondays because of how we met. But before I get into that, I would love for you to share with our global listening audience, if you had to describe LaVance Coley, we just heard your bio, of course, or pieces of that, who would you say LaVance Coley is?
I would say LaVance Coley is a person who believed in himself, had a dream, had a purpose, and followed the steps to fulfill the purpose that God has for him. That's LaVance Coley, in a nutshell.
Wonderful. Oh, in a nutshell. Well, you know, why I was so excited about your appearance on today's show, those that are regular listeners know that I am the Global Master Trainer for Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement and Vertical League. And that is how you and I met. You were young youth, age 14. Can you believe it? Or 15, thereabouts.
Yeah.
We were trying to remember today.
We were really trying to figure. We were trying to figure that out. We were like, "How old were we?" And that's been such a long time now, you know. And so much has happened, and so many blessings have happened since then. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to experience that Boston Movement program at such a young age, because I feel like it did help me.
You know, one of the things that stood out for me is when you and I spoke earlier, we were talking about your journey and the relentless pursuit of a dream. And we were talking about a part of this relentlessness is persistence. And what did you say to me at that time that really came up in your spirit and it blessed my heart?
I said, I will persist until I succeed at my new life's growth. And if any of you guys know about Boss the Movement, that's one of the quotes that they teach us. And there's a bunch of different affirmations and stuff that they have us memorize, which is really great for us. And so the pursuit of a dream is persisting until you succeed at your new life growth. And so I'm so happy that that came up in my spirit when I was talking to you, Ms. Adams.
And I love that. And what you're referring to are the Boss core values known as pledges. And, you know, I remember you actually worked on the Boss Worship CD as a youth, we'll say 14 or 15.
And I did.
I don't know if
oh my God.
I know, right? And I don't know if you remember this. And the reason why your journey has so blessed me on so many different levels, but I don't know if you remember this. You said to me, we were in the studio at Al Hattie's private Christian resort, and you were recording some songs with various other youth. And I remember you saying to me, you were saying, Coach Shania, all I want to do is sing. And that has, all of these years later, that has so stood out to me. So whenever I see you walking in the fullness of your dreams and your desires, it really blesses me. When did you know that, one, you had a gift and that God called you to the industry?
It was at a very young age. I was actually blessed to kind of know what my purpose was at a young age, because I feel like a lot of people kind of fall astray just because they don't know what they want in life. They don't know what their purpose is, and they're just still trying to figure out even into their late 20s or 30s. And so me, I knew at 14 or even younger that I wanted to be a singer. My mother sang, my whole family sang, my sister, my aunts, my uncles. We just were a musical family, and I used to sing with my mom in church choirs, and she would let me direct the choirs and teach the choir songs, and I always wanted to sing. Like it was just always in my spirit. Even when I was like 1 and 2 years old, my nickname that my family gave me was Screamer, because they said I was always screaming and singing and always trying to hit these little high notes and stuff. And so it's just kind of been inside of me since the beginning. And I honestly don't know when that moment came when I was like, you know, I want to be a singer, but I just always knew that I wanted to sing. And I'm so happy that I stuck with it and developed my talent and practiced. And, you know, even, you know, I loved singing so much that practicing wasn't even practice to me. It was just fun. I was always singing around the house. I was always doing something musically. And so it's just what I wanted to do.
And you know what? It always showed, because I remember when we were doing the Boss Worship CD, it didn't matter, the long hours, none of that mattered to LaVance Coley. Again, your desire was, I just want to sing. And I remember hearing you sing the first time, I got chill bumps. I was like, wow, he can really sing. You know, you have people that say, I want to sing, but then they are not gifted to sing. And there has always been such an anointing on your life to sing. You know, I actually heard, and this was a little time ago now, I heard you singing Halo. I think you were on The Voice, Beyonce's song Halo. How did that project come about? Because when I tell you, you blew it out of the water. I was like, wow.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you so much for that. I appreciate you saying that. It wasn't on The Voice that I sang Halo. It's with a company, a group called Postmodern Jukebox, who I've toured all over the world with this specific group. And we decided that we would want to take a song like Halo by Beyonce and make it into a ballad and make it into like a little power love ballad or something. And so we got at the piano and we worked it out and we started singing, and I started singing that song on tour. And I kid you not, every time I would sing that song, I would get a standing ovation. And this is like, I'm talking about like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people a night at our shows. And so every night I would get standing ovations. And so now it's kind of like become like a staple song of mine. And now I feel like I'll probably be singing that song like until like the day I die or something. I sing it all the time now. So, but I love that song. Funny thing about that song is that I originally was not going to sing it, because when we first decided to do it, we kind of went over it and we decided that we kind of didn't like it. So then we went and tried some other songs. So then we tried Unbreak My Heart by Toni Braxton, and we were this close to doing that one. And then at the last minute, we decided to switch back to Halo and do that one instead. And, you know, now it's just, you know, that's the song that I do. And even on YouTube, when I did the music video for it, that when I sing it live, I sing it as a power love ballad. But when I originally did it the first time, we did it in an up-tempo, old-school jazzy style on YouTube. And it has over 7.1 million views now and all this wonderful thing. So it's just a blessing to know that people appreciate the talent that God has given me. And I hope it continues to bless people.
And I know it definitely blessed me, and I do apologize that I had it confused in that that was, of course, with your international sensation group, Postmodern Jukebox. So forgive me for that little hiccup there.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
Thank you. I wanted to find out from you, how has music shaped who you are and the journey that you're on?
Well, music and God has completely kept me out of trouble. How about that? Like, let's just be real, because once again, if you don't know your purpose and you don't know what you really want in life, sometimes you get into some bad things. I mean, even if you do find your purpose, sometimes you just get into some bad things. But because I sing so much and because I want to use my gift properly and want to take care of my voice, I've stayed away from certain things, haven't done certain things, or if I did try things, it was a one time only. You know what I'm saying? I always knew that my voice was a precious gift and I have to protect it as much as I can. And so that's the blessing of having a gift and working in your purpose and knowing what God has given you, that you have to protect it, because as easily as God gave it to you, he can easily take it away. So I'm so grateful that that I'm still at the age of 35, still singing and singing better now and not getting worse, because some people, you know, they lose it. Some people just don't take care of their voices and they just honestly lose it. And then next thing you know, they're depressed and they feel like they're not walking in the calling that they're supposed to because they didn't take care of the gift that God gave them.
Wow. Did you say 35? How is that possible when I'm 35 again?
I know that's right. And I believe you too.
We met when you were 14 or 15. You know, it's like
Yeah.
So let me. Yep. You know, let me ask you. Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh no, you go. I was just agreeing with you.
How has your journey? I mean, I know that when we're talking about the relentless pursuit of a dream, and, you know, earlier we were talking about, you know, some of the words that come up when you think about relentless, and we talked about persistence, but being constant, determined, steady, unstoppable, unwavering, purposeful, diligent, tenacious, just to give a few terms. I know, you mean, has this journey been easy?
Not at all. It's never an easy journey to decide that you want to be a musician, okay? Most parents, when they find out that their kids want to be musicians, want to shoot them. You know, like, it's like parents want their kids to be doctors and lawyers and all kind of other stuff like that, agents and stuff, because that's more of stability. As a musician, you kind of don't know where your check is going to come from. Sometimes you'll go a week or two without having any work because it's just a slow season or anything, you know. So it sometimes is hard, but I'm so lucky that, you know, I have been God's been continuing to just bless me and give me work, and I've been doing sessions and singing on TV shows and doing stuff on movies. Actually, tomorrow, speaking of blessings, tomorrow I am going to be doing a pilot with Mr. Robert Townsend. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he created the classic movie, The Five Heartbeats, and he also did Meteor Man and all that stuff. Yeah, so he is doing a pilot for a new TV show, and I will be in this show singing in it as well. So I'm so excited. I hope the pilot gets picked up on on some major network. So you never know, you might see me on the TV screen as an actor. But with all that being said, you have to be relentless. I'm always going to auditions. I'm always going to open calls. I'm trying to be very wise with my money. So when the slow months do happen, I have money saved in the bank that I'll be able to, like, you know, eat and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, I'm very blessed because lots of musicians in Los Angeles and singers and stuff, sometimes they have regular jobs and they have to, you know, do side hustles. But I fortunately am a true full-time singer. And a lot of people can't say that because it can be hard, you know. And as long as you just try your best to be consistent in what you do and be the best at what you do, God will always open up the door and make room for your gift. And that's so, it's so funny, that saying, your gift will make room for you. You know, when you're a kid, when you're like 14, you're like, what does that mean? Your gift will make, you know, it's just something that people say, you know. And then once you start to live it and you start to realize, wow, your gift does make room for you, especially if you take care of it and hone it and make it greater. And it works. And so my gift has completely made room for me. And I can never see myself doing anything other than singing now. So I guess that's my pursuit and my relentlessness. I hope I didn't go too much off track.
Oh, no, I love the richness of what you are sharing. And it is so important for others to hear and to be encouraged by the fact that, you know, the journey, your gift has made room for you. You've had early on God's word planted on the inside of you. That word has been nurtured, and that has been a part of your anchor. I love that you know, shared with us the boss pledge that really stood out for you. I will persist until I succeed at my new life's growth, for I know that if I ask often enough, it will be given me. If I seek diligently, I will find. If I knock with persistence, all doors will be open unto me. And as you stated, I'm going on auditions all the time. I'm constantly moving in that area. But this shows the fire of that young 14-year-old who said to me, Coach Shania, all I want to do is sing. And that passion and that fire was evident. And so every time I would see you along the way on your journey, I remember seeing you at the House of Blues. We hadn't seen each other in I don't know how many years at that time, and you were singing back up at the time for Shantae Moore and Kenny Lattimore. You know, yes. Always on the move. You performed at my church. You know, I look up and there you are, you know, many years later. Yes. And just, again, the various things that you've been blessed to do with your gift. What would you say has been the most memorable moment that you've had to date? Because you've performed with some amazing people. What would you say has been the most memorable?
The most memorable. You know, my most memorable moments have been when I lived overseas. I don't know if people don't know this about me, but when you saw me singing background for Kenny Lattimore and Shantae Moore, I sang with them for 3 years, and then I wound up getting a job going overseas. And when I went overseas, I lived in Japan, and then I started traveling all over other different countries like Singapore and Taiwan and Hong Kong and stuff. And throughout my travels, I wound up staying overseas for like 8 years. So that was, and I can go back to the whole pursuit and being relentless and being the struggle, because I had the most amazing times overseas. I sang in theme parks, and then I sang on cruise ships, and then I started singing in bands. And it really helped me develop as a man, and helped me develop the character that I have today. And I'm so grateful that I had that experience, because not many people, especially Black men in America, can say that they lived overseas for 8 years, you know. And so that really helped develop my character, going through the ups and the downs and trying to learn a new language, trying to say konnichiwa and gege desu and all that kind of stuff overseas, trying to figure out your life over there. And then coming back. So I would say my memorable moments were the experiences that I had while I was overseas. And they weren't like these big grand, like I sang back over this person or anything. It was just life, living life over there, seeing all these beautiful cultures, experiencing different foods, you know, experiencing different types of people and learning about other people's religions. You know, when I was in Japan, you know, like 75 or maybe like 90% of the country is Buddhist. You know, there's hardly any Christians out there. So you really get to learn a lot about different things. And I'm so happy that I had the experience to do that. And on the flip side, when I decided to move back to America in 2012, it became really hard for me because, you know, I don't know if you, well, people, if you, when you're in the industry or any industry, I would say, out of sight, out of mind. And I lived overseas for 8 years. So I tried to make some phone calls, tried to do some networking to let people know that I was coming back to America. And they were like, when the plane lands, I want you to call me as soon as the plane lands. And I'm like, okay, I'm all excited. Like, oh, I'm about to be working. And I get home and there's nothing. There's absolutely nothing. And on top of that, I had gotten this expensive apartment. And I don't know if you guys know about LA, but LA housing is stupid expensive sometimes. It's just ridiculous. And so I decided to get an apartment that was way over my budget. And I thought I was going to be working and nothing happened. And so I had to, I still sang all the time, but I became an Uber driver. People don't know this. I became an Uber driver. I started working for this company called TaskRabbit, where I would go and like do handyman work at people's houses or put up their fixtures on their walls or put up their beds or put like assemble their furniture, you know, all that kind of stuff. I started working for Postmates and food delivery services. But while I was doing all that, you know, and it was a struggle, you know, sometimes I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. You know, sometimes I literally, and I don't suggest people do this, but I did it because I had to do what I needed to do. I was paying my rent through my credit cards. I was literally paying my rent through my credit cards. Oh, I remember that. Anyway, so I was, you know, but I still would go to the open mics. I still would go here and sing. I still would try to network, and I still would meet friends and meet singer friends and meet this person, meet this musical director. And eventually I would get a gig here, and then that would lead to another gig, and that would lead to another gig. And not only did it lead, not only it was God, but it was the gift of being great at what you do. You know, that's why I suggest any musician who's trying to be in the music industry, just be great. Just be as great as you possibly can, and then the doors will eventually open for you. And so when it came to me, people liked me. People liked my personality and my singing. They were like, not only is he's a great human being and it's fun and it's professional and it's on time, but he sings his face down and is, you know, and does what he needs to do. So eventually those gigs would lead to other gigs, and then the word would spread, and then next thing you know, I'm singing on a TV show, or I'm doing background for this, or I'm going on tour with this, and then and now I'm, you know, no longer paying my rent with my credit cards. So that
I love that. And you know, truly truly at this stage, you are without question a highly sought after vocalist. You know, many artists in the industry desire you, and I know this is an exciting time for you because you're having your very first show in LA. Standards at the Standards. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I have, I've traveled so much. I've toured so much that I just didn't, I haven't really made time to really do my own stuff when it comes to doing my own shows in LA because I've been busy working for other artists and stuff. But now is the time. God, I finally listened to God and said, okay, God, it's time. And I will be doing my first solo show in Los Angeles at the Standard Hotel in West Hollywood. It's going to be June 25th, a Tuesday night at 8 p.m. The doors open at 7, and it's going to be a great time. Once again, it's called Standards at the Standard, so I'll be singing some classics. I'm sure all of you guys, whoever decides to come, will recognize 95% of all the songs. So it's going to be a great, great time. I have some great musicians. I have some special guest singers and some other special guest stuff. And it's just going to be an amazing night. You can go if you want to, even if you want to purchase tickets, you can just go to www.standardsatthestandard.com. And you can just look for the event on the 25th, which is a Tuesday, and you'll see my picture and my name, LaVance Coley, and you can buy tickets there. Tickets are only like, pre-sale tickets are like $15, and then VIP sitting is only $25, and then if you buy at the door, it's only $20. So it's not really an expensive thing. I don't want people to, you know, you don't have to pay like $100. You know, I'm not John Legend yet. You know what I'm saying? So, so I just hope everybody comes out if you can, if you're in the area, just come out or even just spread the word. You know, tell a friend if you have anybody who's in LA who you think would be love to see a show like this, and have them come on down and spend some time with me.
So standards at the standards, they would go to www.standardsatthestandards.com for June 25th.
Well,
and what time is your show?
8:00, and the doors open at 7:00. And it's standards with an S at the standard, no S, .com.
Okay, perfect. And you mentioned John Legend. I know that you worked on at least one of the projects that I'm aware of, and you could have done various projects, but a Christmas project that he had.
Yes. He is, first of all, I absolutely love John Legend. I think he's a true professional. I got a phone call. Let me just start from the beginning. So I get a phone call, and this is once again, it's all going to go back to the relationships that you build with people and the impact that you leave on people. Because you never know who's watching you. You never, never know. So I'm laying in bed. I get a call at like 10:00 in the morning, and this guy goes, "Hey, Vance, I don't know if you remember me, but my name is Jamal, or I'm sorry, Jamel. My name is Jamel." And I'm like, "No, I don't remember you. Who are you?" He's like, "Yeah, me and you played on a gig in a wedding band 2 years ago together. Are you in town?" And I was like, "Yeah, but I don't remember ever playing in a band with you." He's like, "Yeah, I played the trumpet." I was like, "Oh, I don't remember you, but what's going on?" He's like, "I was seeing if you were available for a session." And I was like, "Oh, with who?" He was like, "Oh, John Legend." And I was like, "I think I am available." And he was like, "Yes, you're going to be singing, we're going to be recording 13 songs. And it's in like 3 days. Are you available?" And I was like, "Yeah." So we wound up going to the studio. And we recorded 13 songs, and it was an amazing, over the course of 2 days. And this was really fast too, which was kind of shocking because usually people don't record so many songs in that short amount of time, but I guess everybody was pretty pro and fast with it. So the first day we recorded 5 songs, and then the first day we recorded 6 songs, and then the next day we recorded 5 songs. And that was only in 4 hours. Like, most of the time people record 1 song in 4 hours, and we recorded 6 songs in 4 hours and then 5 songs the next day in 4 hours. So it was an amazing experience. John Legend was there. He came by himself. He didn't come with a posse, no entourage. He was just truly a humble man. And he even was in the vocal booth with me, sometimes recording some of the background vocals. And I'm like, I'm literally standing inches away from John Legend, and we're both singing shoo-ops and doo-ops. And so it was just an amazing experience, and he treated us right. It's a beautiful Christmas album. It's called A Legendary Christmas, and it's great. And any and all vocals that you hear on – any and all background vocals that you hear on the album, I did with 2 other singers. And it was just an amazing experience. Only 9 of the 13 that we recorded made it onto the album, because if anybody knows about – album productions, you record a lot, and then you choose which ones you want to be on the album, blah blah blah. So yeah, that was an amazing experience, and I'm so grateful that that I was able to work with him and meet him and spend time with him and get to know him and have a conversation with him. And you know, and once again, like I said, you never know who is watching you or paying attention to you, because I got a gig like that from singing with somebody in a wedding band at a wedding 2 years. I didn't even remember the person. I didn't remember what he looked like. When I finally went to the studio to see him, I was like, "Oh, that's what you look like." Like, you know, like, that's why you always have to be your best. If you're your best, just focus on being the best at whatever it is that you do, even if it's not even in music, whatever it is, in math, whatever. Be the best at it, and then people will notice. People notice when you're good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that people remember me and that they keep me in mind, and they go, "Oh, yeah, we should call that guy Vance, because he's good. He's good." So, yeah.
And he's actually, this guy named LeVance, he's actually better than good. He's great, and he's truly anointed. And when I saw that you worked with John Legend, because I've grown to have a greater level of respect for who he is as a performer,
yeah,
and all of that, Mr. Egot, you know, he's definitely a legend.
Uh-huh.
And seeing uh-huh. him on The Voice as the one of the judges this season, and I said, wow, he is truly a perfectionist in music and his craft and all of that, and he fights to draw out the best in whoever he works with.
Yes,
wow.
He does.
Speaking about your music, I think, how do you feel about giving a little sample to the audience so they can see why should they come and hear you? I know this is impromptu, in the moment, live, but I know you're gifted and anointed, and this is no biggie for you. Do you want to share just a little sampling of what they would hear?
Absolutely, absolutely. Let me think. Okay, let me think. Oh, got one. I love the Lord. He heard my cries and pitied every wrong. Long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne.
There you go.
Woo! I got little goof ups going on right there. So what I would love to do is, you know, we've shared quite a bit, and I anticipate that we have some individuals in our global listening audience who may want to ask a question of you, share a comment. So if there's no, you know, objections, I'm going to open our phone lines. And this is a time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. Again, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And meanwhile, I have to ask you, what would you say has been the biggest challenge that you have had to face and overcome on your journey? We understand it hasn't been an easy journey, but you knew mm-hmm. early on that you had a gift, that God called you. You've been on this relentless pursuit to fulfill God's assignment on your life, and you've had some highs. I'm sure you've had some lows, but it's been a progression for you. But what would you say has been the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge for me was, you know, I've always been confident in the gift that God has given me, but there was other certain areas that I struggled with, you know, because in the singing world, especially when you're trying to, like, be a background singer and all that kind of stuff or work with artists, it's all about your image. And I always felt like my image and the way, literally the way I looked was not good enough. You know, I would always see some of my other background singer friends on TV who were, like, a lot more prettier than me. Or let me be honest, they were light-skinned. How about that? They were light-skinned brothers and sisters that were getting more gigs than me just because of literally my skin tone. And so I would struggle with that. And I would feel like, man, that was my struggle. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to try to bleach my skin. I used to put this bleach, I used to buy some kind of, it wasn't like bleach where it was like a slow bleach. It wasn't like, you know, sometimes people bleach their skin nowadays and it's like, oh my God, you look like an alien. But, but for me, it was always about my skin tone. It was always like, am I pretty? Am I beautiful enough? because I would always see all these beautiful, extremely beautiful people on TV doing all this work. And if you're from LA, you know, everybody is trying to be an actor and they're getting plastic surgery. And I never got any of that stuff. You know, the only thing I did close to plastic surgery was try to bleach my skin. And that was when I was a teenager. And I just stopped that because I was like, what's the point? Like, I'm going to be me and accept me for who I am. So that was my biggest challenge. And once I got over that hurdle, the door is just like completely open for me, you know. And I encourage anybody out there who feels like they're not pretty enough or beautiful enough because they, you know, or they're a little overweight and the skinny person to the left is getting all the gigs and you ain't getting it just because you got a little belly. That, oh well, you continue to do you and know that what God has for you is for you. And no matter what another person looks like or does, what is for you is for you, no matter what. If God got your back, what did Michelle Williams say? When Jesus says, nobody can say no. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think that's it.
So, I love it. And so with that biggest challenge, and thank you for being so wonderfully open and transparent, what helped you to overcome this hurdle, this, you know, challenge spot? What was it that, I know you said you had to get over that, but what helped you to get over that?
Surrounding myself with people who are spiritual. And I don't mean just people who are just like all about, all like-minded. Surrounding yourself with people who encourage you to be yourself. I have friends that will be so truthful with me and inspiring to me and encouraging to me. They're like, they always tell you, that anytime I feel down, I'll call a friend and they'll be like, nope, LaVance, nope, let's not go there. Guess what? God has a plan for you. What's for you is for you. Don't you worry about a thing. God has your back. He's already brought you this far. He's not going to leave you. You know what I'm saying? So it's always about surrounding yourself with people who will help you stay encouraged and be there for you when you need them. And then encouraging yourself. Sometimes I have to encourage myself. Sometimes the thoughts, you know, you have to control your thoughts sometimes. Sometimes those thoughts will come into your head and you go, nope, I don't receive that. I am loved. I am blessed. I am beautiful. I am happy. I am successful. You know, you have to speak those things into your life, yourself too, because sometimes you might not have a friend to call on. Not everybody has a good friend to call on. And if you don't, you can speak to yourself and speak to God. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what's kind of helped me get over that. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. One more thing. My mom.
Yes.
My beautiful mother. My beautiful, beautiful mother. She always encourages me. I love her dearly. She has been through so much in her life, and she's had lots of hurdles and lots of struggles, but she's coming out on top, and she's always encouraged me. And she's the reason why I sing to this day, because I looked up to her so much as a singer, and she told me, oh, what a great story. I forgot to share. She told me when I was in high school, I was getting ready to finish high school, and I used to be in this program called the ROTC program, which is like a military training program, and I was in the Navy section. So every week on Wednesdays, I'd have to dress up in a Navy outfit and shine my shoes and march and all that stuff. And I seriously considered joining the Navy right after high school. But my mom told me, LaVance, you are not supposed to join the Navy. God said that you are supposed to sing. She said, you are supposed to be a singer. Why are you joining the Navy? There's no reason for you to go on a boat. She said, you need to sing. And that's what, you know, and I listened to her, you know. A few years later, I did wind up going on a boat singing on a cruise ship, but that was a different situation. So, but yeah, so I would say my mom too. It, you know, my mom, I love her. Louise Coley.
Well, blessings to Miss Louise Coley. Obviously, she is your biggest fan, and we thank God that she, you know, really spoke life into who God has called you to, and you've had the Word of God as your anchor and others around you and the different programs that have made a difference in your life, like Boss and the program you just mentioned. I wanted to just really hear from you, and I want to remind our global listening audience that this is the time in our programming when we do invite you to share in the discussion. If you have a question or a comment, our lines are open. Press 1 at any time to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our dial-in number, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. What would you say, LaVance, has been your greatest life lesson that you have learned to date?
To trust yourself, to follow your instincts. Three things. Trust yourself. Three things. Follow your instincts. Because there's been so many times when I hit some bumps in the road because I knew I wasn't supposed to do something. And I don't mean like I was doing something bad. Like maybe I wasn't, like I wasn't supposed to take a tour. Like there, here's this perfect example. I wound up going on this tour that I kept, my spirit was like, don't go on this tour. Don't do this. I didn't want to do it. I didn't feel like doing it. Everything within me was telling me not to do it, but I wasn't listening and trusting in myself and in God to know that everything would be okay. Because I was like, well, I know I need the money, and you know, it's during a certain time where I don't have that many gigs, blah, blah, blah. And so I said, you know what, I'm just going to take the tour. So I took the tour, and while I was on tour, I kid you not, I got called to sing background for Patti LaBelle, to be a permanent background singer for her. Ironically enough, singing soprano for her, which is so crazy because she always likes, yeah, she loves to have a god male soprano. So anyway, and singing for Patti LaBelle. Then I got called to sing for Kanye West, and then I got called at Kanye West for Coachella, and then I got called to sing for John Legend again on The Voice, and also do another performance with John Legend on the iHeart Music Awards, and then do a commercial for Gatorade with John Legend, and then also to be in the house band for the NAACP Image Awards. And all that happened, all those calls came while I was on tour, and I was also on tour like I was overseas. So it's not like I could just, you know, just fly from Germany and come back. You know, it was just I had to say, I said no to all those gigs, and I was so mad at myself because I knew I wasn't supposed to go, you know. But God is faithful because he knows that sometimes we're going to make mistakes, and he says, okay, when one door shuts, I'm just going to open some more. So it's all in his plan at the end of the day, but our lessons, you know, he taught me a lesson, you know. He's like, see what I'm saying? Trust me, trust that you need to be home right now, and you don't have to take every single thing that comes your way because something greater is on the way. So, yeah.
And so in intuition. Essence, when you were saying follow your instincts, you're really talking about listening to God's voice internally is what I heard you saying.
Yes.
More so
yes.
than, you know, instinct. It was really about you knew yes. God was speaking to you, but in that moment you went with that. And I trust that he'll bring those things back full circle now that you've gotten the lesson. And it's really about listening to that still small voice on the inside, mm-hmm. listening to God, discerning when to go, when not to go. So that's one of the greatest life
mm-hmm.
life lessons. What would you say? You said you had three. What are the others?
Persistence. Once again, that is something that you have to continue, because there's going to be, so, especially in the music industry, there's so many people that say no to you. There's so many people that shut the door in your face because of whatever reason. And it might not even be a bad reason. It's just like sometimes the profile they're looking for, a Latino guy with a long hair. So I go in for the audition and they're like, no, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like it's not always a bad thing because they say no, but at the same time, they still said no. So you always have to continue just to go and go and go and keep going and keep digging deeper and finding something new and, you know, just staying on top of your game. Persistence is the key. And then the last one is procrastination. Procrastination is a silent but deadly killer, okay? when you are sitting at home and you know you're supposed to do something and you wait to the last minute, or and then you wait so long that you fall asleep and wake up and you're like, oh my God, I have an hour to get whatever it is I need to get done, and I should have did it last night when I had the time. You know, it's just like when you wait, you're always waiting. Procrastination, or how about this? You're just waiting because you feel like you're not ready yet. Like for me, especially with this first show that I'm doing in Los Angeles, I always had this fear of, are people going to like my voice? Are they going to think I'm good enough? So sometimes I had other opportunities to do a show in Los Angeles, but I kind of chose not to. I just wait, you know. And I was like, no, LaVance, stop procrastinating. You're probably blocking a blessing that can change your whole life. Just from doing one show, one solo show in LA can change your whole life. You know what I'm saying? So don't procrastinate. So those are the three things. Follow your intuition, perseverance, and don't procrastinate. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I hope that has blessed somebody out there.
I definitely trust that it has because of it, you sharing your heart. And, again, speaking about your show, Standards at the Standard, why Standards? Is there a significance to the name of the show, Standards?
Yes, the creator of this specific event, her name is Shoshana Bean. I'm not sure if anybody's familiar with her, but she's a huge Broadway star, and also she's just an amazing singer. She was she starred in the musical Wicked. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but she played the lead character, who is, her name is Elphaba, and she put together this show because she wanted to showcase artists who might not necessarily have the opportunity to showcase themselves. And it's at this beautiful hotel called the Standard Hotel. And so she said, wow, why don't we, you know, make something like Standards at the Standard? You know what I'm saying? Because it just kind of goes, you know. So you'll be hearing lots of classic songs. And some people just take new songs and make them into like a piano vibe. Or, you know, I'm literally going to have three musicians. It's going to be me. I'm sorry. It's going to be a piano player, an upright bass player, and a drummer. But trust and believe, that's all you're going to need when you come to see the show, because it's about to be banging, okay? But so I think that's where the concept came, because she just wanted to allow people to share their gifts with the world where some might not necessarily have the opportunity to do it. So I think that's where it came from.
Nice. I love it. So if you're interested in getting tickets for Standards at the Standards, go to www.standards@thestandard.com for tickets for June 25th in LA, 8 p.m. LaVance, I know you obviously have Standards at the Standard coming up, but what else is next for LaVance Coley?
Well, like I said earlier, literally tomorrow I am filming a pilot with Robert Townsend. I don't think I can go into details with what the thing is about, but all I have to say is Lilias White, who is a huge Broadway star, she will be the star of the show, and it's going to be an amazing thing, and I'm so excited for you guys to be able to see it. That's literally tomorrow. So, but it's not until 1 o'clock. So I don't have to get up early. Thank God, because I hate getting up early. Let me tell you, as a musician, I don't get up early. But anyway, let's go back to this. Come back. So that's what's going on. And then also I just finished doing a session for Lizzo. Oh, tonight she's doing a performance on the MTV Movie Awards. And if any of you guys watched that show tonight, I did the pre-records, meaning I did the vocals, the background vocals that you hear. Unfortunately, we're not singing live with her on the show, but we pre-recorded the live vocals in the studio. So that comes on tonight. And it's going to be really good because she added some stuff from Sister Act Part 2. So that's all I can say. That's all I can pretty much say. So if you watch the MTV Movie Awards tonight, you'll hear my voice singing background for her on there. And then what else? I'm working on a new song right now with an amazing producer who I collaborated with, and it's absolutely amazing. And doing sessions and whatever else comes my way, you know. I'm doing a festival, a tap festival, July 6th as well, in Orange County. I'll be a special guest with all these tap dancers tapping around me and stuff. So it's Yeah, there's things. There's things and things and things.
And so how would people get in touch with LaVance Coley if they want to, you know, stay up on what you're doing, what's happening? Is there a way that they can get in touch with you social media-wise, website?
Mm-hmm. I have a website, www.lavancecoley.com. That you can look on there and stuff. But also, you can definitely go on my social medias. I have Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and they're all under LaVance Coley. And my Twitter is where it's really popping. That's where everybody usually follows me. My Instagram is where everybody is, like, really following me and stuff like that. So yeah, follow me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Just LaVance Coley. It's really easy. Or www.lavancecoley.com. It's all there.
Wonderful. And as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, such a richness was shared. Any thoughts that, final thoughts that you would want to share with someone that may have been listening in today? They're struggling with their pursuit of their dream. Any last wisdom nuggets that you want to share that you've, you know, learned on your journey that you would say, hey, just keep going?
Just trust and know that God is going to take care of you. Just trust and believe. Sometimes it feels like, man, this is, especially nowadays, what's going on in America, especially now. But just know that God's got your back and everything is going to work out for your favor. And God, just trust and know that you're going to be okay, because sometimes we just worry over nothing. Sometimes we're just worrying just to worry. So if you just stop worrying and believe that everything will be okay and everything is going to work out in your favor, it's going to be great. God's got you. God has got you. God has got you.
Well, I mean, can't top that. God has got you. I thank you so much for being on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and I want to encourage you to continue to walk in your boss pledge number 3. I will persist until I succeed at my new life growth, for I know that if I ask often enough, it will be given me. If I seek diligently, I will find. If I knock with persistence, all doors will be opened unto me. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, here presented by Inspired Media for you. We want to continue the dialogue. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group and anyone can join. So if you're not already connected there with us through social media, we encourage you to make that connection. Maybe you have a show guest or show idea or topic that you would like to hear discussed here on Motivational Mondays. We want to hear from you. Again, we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next installment, we're going to pick things up in our Shape Up series, sharing some rich, insightful empowerment that will support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Coach Adams would like to stay in touch with you, so if you're not already a part of my network, shoot a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. Of course, you can always visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Give us a call. Love to talk to you personally at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Coach Adams also has Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So stay connected socially. And offering a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. And there are various things like my Shape Up and Win, live empowerment workshop, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, speaking and training. Being that I am a team member for the John Maxwell team, licensed to facilitate various leadership curriculum as well. So know that we're here to support you on your journey to win, and we so appreciate you. We trust that you have gotten some great richness from today's Motivational Mondays. We thank you again for tuning in, and we look forward to having you engage with us in the future. I want to leave you with this little nugget of reminder for I Coach and You Win.